Okay, I want to talk about the nature of the Isser of Orla. So it tells us this makar of Yisavola Aretz Tatanekol Eitz Ma'achal Ba'aralten Orlosa Espirio Shalosh Ani Yelachem Ha'idim Liyach. There's an Isser of Orla for fruit tree Yisavola Aretz. V'Shana Ravis Yekol Pirio Kodesh Kedul Hashem. And there's been a Vervai V'Shana Chamishi Yisokos Pirio L'Hosif Lachem Tzvotso Ani Hashem Lokechem. So you can only eat it in the fifth year. As called in the fourth year, it's a revive. So Yesh Lachkor, what the nature of the Isser of Orla is. So Raman here, on the spot, brings three reasons. First, Katam Mitzvah Zos, second Makor, L'chaved Es Hashem Reishis Kol Tzvuaso. It is a concept of Mitzvahs of Reishis. Mitzvahs of Reishis, good morning. The Mitzvahs of Reishis deal with the first things that we have. So we have Chala, we have Bikurin, we have other such things. Truma, of course. The man thinks that Orla is part of the world of Reishis. How is Orla part of the world of Reishis? You give the first thing to the Torah, work hard. Before you bite into the fruit, you mavish Truma. Before you bite into the Chala, you take off Chala, Bikurin. So Orla is also like that. Why is Orla like that? So the Ramban writes, so really, our revive is really the mitzvah. It's just that we don't want to bite into anything until we have revive. We don't want to give revive too early because the fruits of the first 3 years aren't very nice. You want to bring a nice thing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So revive is the fourth year, it's very nice. So Mela is Isser beforehand, it's like the Isser Chadash, according to some. Like Chadash, you want to bring the first Korban to Hashem. So Mela, there's Isser Chadash before you bring the Omer, right, or the She'alechem, meaning depending on Gvulim or Mikdash. The idea that let's read inside. V'nochom ad shenavi kol pri shana achas tefillah Hashem. Hine ena pri besoch shalosh shanim roi lakrivo v'nei Hashem yechvam. V'fi shehu muat ena ilan nosin pirio tamureach tov besoch shalosh shanim. Rovim latziu peros kval ad shana raviz. Chach namtim lekulan v'lonito amnehen ad shenavi mena haneta shenetau kol pir rishon hatov kodesh tefillah Hashem. V'Hashem V'sham yachluhu v'yalu es Hashem. So we bring the nice pears to Yerushalayim, we eat them, and give shabbat to Hashem. V'mitzvah has those dober mitzvahs bikurim. So the Raman writes explicitly, this is like bikurim, it's part of the world of reishis. Like I said, it doesn't say it's also truma, it's also chala, and the like. So what's the nature of Isser Orla? Says the Raman on the board here, Orla, it's din and reishis. Reishis Hashem, so it's really not about Orla, it's really about the Ravan. And Mimela, you can't eat earlier, that's an Isra'on. Then the Ramat says the second reason. He says, the emes of our own. Ki afri b'tchilas n'tiyas ilanos, rafa leichus dovek ma'od mazik v'guf v'yinen tov lo achilu. The Ramat argues that medically it's not healthy to eat orla. Ki dach sh'ino kaskasis. V'amakolim ha'nesarim v'torah him ra'im kam l'guf. So this is a general question. Is it that all the whole stores are usher because they're unhealthy? There are some who claim that. The Raman is referencing the question of the dog shenal kaskeses, and he says it sounds like a general principle. Macholim and Asarim Torah sounds like all of them are raim laguf. You could say the only specific ones are bad for the guf, maybe trefa or maybe orla. What's the danger with saying that it's all about health?
These days we have all these new
technology. New medicine. The doctors disagree, or you have medications or whatever. So it's a slippery slope to say it's all about health, but they already showed him to say that. So the Ramah says maybe it's mazik. Or else also not because it's raising their Hashem, but rather because it's mazik. Or it might be mazik. And the third reason he brings from the Rambam, by Rav Nosson, they say, Gam tam, where Ruchin, Ketamo, Rova mitzvos, he hayu the Khartoumim, a Chashkim, is one who, mine Kisho, Yasu, was on the Ace, Kitias, and Glados, Yakshu, Kibahem, Kimaira, Elon, Hosi, Kirio, Kodim, Zman, Hayatum, and Minakosh, and Olo. So they would have some type of what is that practice to encourage the fruits to come faster, generally the fruits anyhow get so much. Fruits, the trees don't give so much fruits the first 3 years. So to avoid the Vodazara, to encourage the fruits to come faster, we say you can't eat it. We have to eat the fourth in Yerushalayim. We have a dinner of Revai to eat it, L'shem Hashem, as opposed to Afuke from the Avodah Zarah, people who would have to bring the foods for Avodah Zarah. So, according to the third understanding, the Ram Horeb Hukim, the Ram thinks that this is a reason for many mitzvahs. Like, you shouldn't, you know, shave the pants of your head, because the Goyim, used to do that. And I'm not an anthropologist, I'm not a historian. I'm told that some of them, you know, are more obvious. Like, I think even today, some of the priests shave the side of their head, the monks. But some of these other reasons, you have to figure out if historically we have evidence. And maybe it's true, but we don't have evidence. But the Ram claims many, many instances are connected to Avodah Zarah. So we'll write over here on the board, it's some type of Gezeira Atu Avodah Zarah. Minotara, it's Gezeira Minotara Atu Avodah Zarah. Like I said, the Ram thinks many mitzvahs are connected to that idea. Okay, so three reasons here. What the nature of this Orla is. Is it a concept of Rishis Hashem? We want to give the fourth year to Hashem when the food is very nice. So mainly the first 3 years are Aser. Is it that the first 3 years the food is Mazik? Or is it something like Zeir Atu Avodah Zarah, the Rambam, in the Mora Nevuah? So I'm going to analyze very briefly a couple of Nachmanides this question. The first is, what does the word Orla actually mean? Well, what's the Perish Amil? So what do you taina? Rashi here says, Haratam Orla, Atamtem Atimaso. Rashi says that Orla means that it's sasu. You can't eat from it. It's covered. It's sasu. Ibn Ezra says, V'tamar alta orlaso, sh'oso apri hu chashu ka'orla shu mazekes, v'otara ka'orla sasafa v'ozen v'orla sabasa. Ibn Ezra argues that it's mazik. It's mazik. And the Radak Sefer Shirashim says, Kolad Yeser Barkovei Choyla Shlicho, anything extra, with Asira, anything you have to get rid of, that's called Orla. So we have three Ferushim, because Orla means something that's atum, covered, sasu. Does it mean something that's mazik, or does it mean something that's extra that has to be thrown out? So what do you taina? How about this beginning? Perush Amila. Ebenezer is the easiest one. Orla means that it's mazik. Who does that fit with? Right? Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra fits with the middle sheet of this. It's mazik. If you think that it's in Rishis Hashem, like the Ramban, like the Ramban's first shot, then what would you say, Bechara?
Like Rashi.
Exactly. Why like Rashi? Because there's nothing inherently wrong with Orla. It's just that we want to give Tagash Boracho nice fruits. So Mela, this is sasu. This is off limits, because we want to wait until we have nice fruits in the fourth year to give to nice Tagash Boracho. That would be the revival. And here it's also Mukrach, but I thought maybe if you don't like the Ram and Mordev Hukin, it's Min Avodah Zarah, so it's like the Radak. The Radak says, it's Roy Vashlichol Asira, something we want to get rid of. Right? Avodah Zarah is something we want to get rid of. So maybe you could say the Radak fits with the Ram, it's not Mukrach, but that's the suggestion I wanted. So far so good? Okay. Another question. Where's Orla knowing? Afo knowing. So what are our options?
Eretz Yisrael.
Or?
Chutzar.
So what's the halacha, do you know?
Yeah,
it flies to Chutzar, but how? At what level? So one day it's Rabbanan. One day that it's halacha Moshe Sinai. That's what we assume halacha. So it's Doreisa, but it's halacha Moshe Sinai, which is Sofek Halacha. There are two more days in the Gemara in Kedushin, which are less known. One is that it applies to Chutzar, just like in Eretz Yisrael. It's the Kal V'Chomer, you know, from Chadash. If we look here at the second line, so number 6, Tanya, Rishim, and Yechai, Omer, Shalosh, Rishim, Sali, Sur, the Chasal, Aretz, Bein, Baretz, Bein, Chos, Aretz. We started when we entered Eretz Yisrael, but applies to Chos, Aretz, just the same. V'adin, Shinagu, right there, knowing Chos, Aretz, in who I did, it's called Chomer. V'mach, Kadosh, Yin, Sur, Yisrael, Ola, Vein, Yisrael, Adam, Yishat, Yisrael, 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 And likewise, the word says, who I did, Orla, Mishnaim, Orla also has a Kalachomer, that Orla should be known. If the Isser of Chodesh applies to Chutz Laretz, so certainly the Isser of Orla should apply to Chutz Laretz, that's also the day of Chodesh, not going to go into that right now. But the first day of Shimon Yochai is Doreisa. So we have a day that's Doreisa. We have a day that's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that appears also by us in Brachos. We have a day that's Hilchos Medina, which is like Dravana. What's the fourth day? Look at the last, fourth to last line. Source number 6. Amri Harifi Div Tovadisa Ein Orla Bechos Laretz. Not knowing at all. And then a little later in the Gemara, Tanya Rav Yossi, Yerulaza Rav Yossi, Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Jiro Miska, Sha'ar Shum Yossi Ablili, Sha'ar Shum Yochem Nuri, Sha'ar Shum Yerulaza Gano, Ein Orla, Bechosnaz.
So we have an opinion that it's Ein Anoe Klal. Ein Anoe Klal. So we have four opinions. Is it the Reis, is it Lachamash Messina, is it Rabbanan, or is it not Noe at all? So pretty wide range of opinions. So what are you telling me? If it's mazik, should it be knowing in Chosaretz?
Sure.
We don't want any things that are mazik in Chosaretz. It's no way. If it's a gzer ato of a desire, should we know in Chosaretz?
Yeah.
So a pashtus, yeah. Why do I say a pashtus? Because there are certain halachas of a desire that are more chomer in Eretz Yisrael. If the Rambam tells us of a desire, Eretz Zayin, the Lachalach, he says that in Chosaretz you have to destroy a desire. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mashu shacharei. You have to run after it. So it could be the Kedushas Haaretz mandates a higher level. This is not mamash avodah zarah. You shouldn't eat the fruit because you might come to do avodah zarah. So that type of gzeira, right, gzeira d'oreis, if you will, that type of gzeira might only be in Eretz Yisrael. The pashas would be noeg or ulai rak l'Eretz Yisrael. If it's been in Reishis Slashem, what are the mitzvahs we have in Reishis Slashem? Truma, Bikurim, Chala. Where do we say Rishis Hashem? Possibly. Ulai, Rak Eretz Yisrael. Ulai. It's not Mukhrach. We also have an opinion of Ben, also might be a form of Rishis Hashem. That we do in Chos Laretz. But okay, you have to work it out. And potentially, if it's a concept of Rishis Hashem, it might be limited to Eretz Yisrael. Certainly, if it's Mazik, we know it in Chos Laretz. If it's a Nazar, Pashas, it should. Not Mukhrach.
You wouldn't ever say Mishum Eva or anything like that, that we're not going to apply it.
What do you mean?
Like, if it's something which...
And if we're not going to eat the food, so it's not Ava for us. Okay. Ava is, if the guy comes to the hospital, we're not going to save him. If we don't want to eat the food, so we don't eat the food. So I don't see the Ava. Okay. Now, like I said, it's a lot of much beautiful soup, it's a lot of much we've seen. I go to the Rambam, so it's number 7, that there is Revai Chol Saretz. But the Rambam says an interesting thing. Yerayli, so it's number 7, she ain't in Revai, neither Revai Noga Chol Saretz, el ola perish on Revis, the low pin in the pot. And if you look at the very last line of the Makar, Horum Kasagonim, she can't revive Levado, Podin or Sopa Chutzalitz. It is a Raikul Sites. After Mahutta Rakila, the Elon Dover is an acre. So there's Mahutta between the Ram and the Onim if Revai is knowing Yichul Sites. Meaning the first 3 years it's Orla. What happens after that? Says the Ram, I'm eating. So the Onim, if it's Karim Revai, you have to be knowing Revai Yichul Sites. So Rav Chaim there argues that the Mahutta between the Ram and the Onim is connected to the nature of Orla Chol Saretz. Isn't that it's knowing Eretz Yisrael, min haTorah? I mean, Halacha Moshe Sinai, we expand the Halacha of Orla. We expand it. Or do you say, no, Orla Chol Saretz is a mamash a separate Halacha. It's a different din. It's not connected. If you expand it, then will there be Orla? Will there be Revai? In Eretz Yisrael, we have Orla, we have Revai. So if we expand Halacha from Eretz Yisrael to Chol Saretz, we should expand it fully. The same Halacha, but Revai would apply. Whereas if it's a halacha mishum sinai is mechadish, there's a new din of orla chol saretz. So there's only mechadish, possibly, the din of orla, not the din of Revai. So that's the machlokas in the round of the onay, that's how Rav Chaim explains the debate. So what I want to highlight that this might be connected as well. Meaning, we had a question, is it orla chol saretz or not? So if it's din mazik, yes. If it's din rachis, maybe not. Then, you know, barzara, probably yes. What about orla in Chos Laretz, the halacha, we say it applies to Chos Laretz, but the halacha was Shem Sinai. But is it a new din in Chos Laretz, or is it part of the expansion of the old din? So you tell me. And if it's in Mazik, then Lachara what? Is it an expansion of the old din, or is it a new halacha?
It's the same
thing. Either it's totally knowing, even if it's not Chos Sinai, I'd say it's Harchava. And if there's some special halacha that's only known in Eretz Yisrael, in the Torah, so the Talmud Shemini says, halacha Moshe Mishini says, let's expand it to Chos Laretz. Likewise, Avodah Zarah, Pashtus, would be a halacha. Sorry. Whereas if it's a din in Reishis, so in Eretz Yisrael, it's Reishis Hashem. There's a halacha Moshe Mishini that applies to Chos Laretz. But the halacha Moshe Mishini in Chos Laretz is what? A separate Bazundur halacha, it's a separate din. Right? It's a din chadash. Okay. The same. Now, again, we touched upon this, but the question of the relationship to Revai. We have a din of Orla, first 3 years candidate. And then you have a din of Ravai. Yachas, the Ravai. What's the connection to the din of Ravai? This is already touches on Machokas Konin and Rama, but it's already Machokas Hanoi. If you look here in Sefta and in Achos, so it's on Ranam. Nimsa the Omer, Kavish, Ogri, Sells, the Yarden, when the truth is there, it's Shalom, Yeshua, it's Kaiku with Chala, but Orla with Chadash. Orla and Chadash, and Chala already, before the 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk, already know. Yigir, that's Ainisa, and it's Chayef, the Omer. Okay. Shal, Chamishi, Yom, it's Chayef, Shale, the Liyud, Dalit, Shalom, it's Chayef, and Netter Ravai. When were they Chayef and Netter Ravai? When were they Chayef and Ravai? Says the Tosefta, according to this Girsa. Only 14 years later. So, Orla, there was no 14 years, meaning 3 years, depending on when you planted. And there was no Ravai. Only once they have Kedushas Haaretz, Kibush and Chiluk, after 14 years, was Ravai Noah. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, Omer, and Yitzchayef did Ravai. El Achri del Shana, Shekav Shuv, Shechilku, and Yitzchayef and Masros. His Pomona, Mishana, Mishana, Shniya, Vishlishi, Srachach, and Yitzchayef and Ravai. So according to this Girsa, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, says it's not after 14 years, and let's say I planted on year 11. So 11, 12, 13, and then year 14, it becomes, or let's say year 15, so 12, 13, 14, year 15, it becomes Ravai. Says Rav Yossi, Bar Yehuda, no, it has to be planted after you have Kedushas Haaretz. So you need year 18, you need 15, 16, 17 is Orla, and then 18 is Ravai. Many of the Achronim were not happy with this Girsa. How can it be that you're Chayiv and Orla from the beginning and there's no Ravai? Is that possible? So if you look here, I have the Chazon Yecheskel, but also the classic Perush, the Chassid David, also changes it. It changes it from Yudalad Shana on the second line to Dalad Shana. Meaning you're Chayiv and Orla from day one when they enter Eretz Yisrael, and 4 years later you're Chayiv. Not Yudalad Shana, but Dalad Shana. Meaning, and then Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda would be arguing on that, right? He says Lo Nischaivu Neter Ravai El Achar Yud Dalachan, meaning there's a Makogus Hanayim according to the Chazon Yecheskel. We'll have it on the sheet. It's like one more Dalachan. Yud Hiyateru. It's not Yud Dalach. It's just Dal. Juvche Neter Ravai Chalm Yad LaAchar Shalosh Shnei Orlo. LaHaki Ktani Dalachan. Shepirusha Sharavis. Behind Tana Sabar came into the Ravai, Tony Orla, the Thika came into Orla Nahaga, Kodam Kibush, the Chiluk, come Nether Ravai Noe. I'm Ramba, and Hunter Sashani, calls you Chayv Orla, Lishal Ravai. So we have a Chokas Tanoi. The first day in the Tosefta says that Orla and Ravai are connected. So much so that if Orla was Noe when they entered Eretz Yisrael, what was Noe also? Also Ravai. 4 years later was Ravai. And the second opinion in the Tosefta says, no. Orla was Noe. Then 14 years later, the din of Ravai, we're able to start if you planted somewhat to them. Or after them, depending on how you learn it. But this is reflecting the whole thing I mentioned a minute ago between the Gaonim and the Rambam in terms of Ravai Chuslan. So you tell me, according to the Ramban's first trot, the din of Reishis Lashem, is there a connection between Orla and Ravai or not? Certainly. Yeah. Why? Because what's the whole reason Orla's Aser?
Because you want to say this with special
fruits. You want to say, bring the special fruits. And they're not special yet. So you have to wait till the fourth year. So we say, don't eat them for 3 years, because you want the first fruits to be special and already bigger at 4 years. So according to this understanding, there's a kesher chazak, right? You can't have Orla if you don't provide. The whole reason of Orla is that you didn't have to provide. But if you say this in Mazik, or the Zerah Tovah Nazara, then L'chor what? Mazik is no connection, ain't Kesher. The first 3 years it's Mazik, and then there's a din of. Now, in terms of Varazara, again, it could go both ways. You could have said that Varazara just stam, that it's a Zerah Tovah Nazara, so it's not connected to Ravai. If you look at the Lashon of the Ramban, when he quotes the Rambam, what does he say? The last line. His last line is source number 2. Line before, Kach Tziva Torah b'Iser Apri Shabba Kodem Sholosh Shanim Shlo Yavo La'asos Samasim Roim Kiru Eilonis Yavi Peiros B'Shanavis V'Shenechelehu Lifnei Hashem Hepech Ochlam Oso Lifnei Avodah Zarah. So what does the Ramban actually say when he's quoting the Rambam? It's not just that we don't eat Orla because we're worried even in Avodah Zarah. But what do we do? What's he say? Shenacholeu b'fnei Hashem. Hapech achochlam also b'fnei avanazara. So, interestingly, it's exactly Adam Avanazara, but that's why there's a mitzvah to do Ravai. It is connected. Right? Why is it connected? Because we don't want to do Avanazara. They would plan to do Avanazara. We're going to plan that. We're going to give the Peros, you know, Shevach Tashem. We're going to give Shevach Tashem through the Peros. So, this is kind of very similar to the question of payas, right? And many communities have payas. They grow payas. They grow the sari blocks. Do you need to do that? No. Right? The issue is to lahakif. But there, yet there's a many Yisrael, Hasidim, and Sfarim, and many people grow their payas. Why do they grow their payas? So the Brisker Rav said, well, the whole purpose of payas, according to the Rambam, says in Yara Chazaka, is like he says in Martin Vulcan, is because we want to differentiate ourselves from the Goyim. The Goyim, the Avodah Zarah, would cut off their payas, so we, Dafka, don't cut them off. So he says, if we want to differentiate ourselves from the Goyim, what should we do? What's better than not to cut them off? It's better to
grow them out.
Grow them out. It's like a simen, right? The Temanim call it the simanim. It's like a simen in your. So that's how the Brisker Rav said. There's like a makor to make payas. It's not just an iser. It's actually a trumas Rambam that says fair shalom. Rambam says people think there's a mitzvah that have long pay. It's not true. It's just you can't shave them off. So there are different approaches, but this touches on this idea that. You know, it's exer ato v'nazara, so we daf don't want, it's not just that we don't want to do a v'nazara, we want to take the fruits of the fourth year and use them to serve Hashem. Right? Okay. We say it. So again, in terms of the yachas l'orai, if it's in Rishon Hashem, there's a strong connection. If it's in mazik, there's no connection. And if it's in ato v'nazara, it's an open question. It's a shelah p'tucha. Right, the way that the Rambam actually formulates it, it sounds like it is connected. It's that we want to not do a Nazara, and that we use the fruits to serve Hashem in the fourth year, but you don't necessarily have to say that, be smart. Okay. And just lastly, there are a couple of halakhas in Orla. Just open up the Masechta. First two Mishnayos, you come across a couple of halakhas that have to be contended with, according to these various understandings. So the first Mishnah, and the Torah is Siyag L'Koros, Patum and Orla. The person plants a tree, not because they want fruit. They want to have a border between their field and their friend's field. So instead of buying a metal fence, they just plant a tree. Right? Once upon a time, that was easier. They plant the fruit trees, but they're not planning eating the fruit. So what's the halacha? Or for koros, you want the wood. You're not planning eating the fruit. What's the din? Is there orla or no orla? Patum and orla. So if it's a din in mazik, it's very hard to understand. Right? Noteya, lusia. Or the koros. If it's the fruits are mazik, then what? Or let's start the other way. If it's in reishis Hashem, so you shouldn't bite into the fruits, you should bring the reishis Hashem. But you're not planning on biting into the fruits. These fruits, you're not planning on eating these fruits. This is just a siyad, this is just koros. So then it's muvan, this halakha is understandable. Likewise, atum arizar, you're not interested in the fruits. You're not really, planning on eating the fruits. You just want this as lumber, you want this as a way of demarcating your field. Whereas if you say it's mazik, it's very hard to understand. Right? So you have to say something like, well, it's sometimes mazik, the Lashon HaRavan said it's sometimes mazik, right? So maybe it weren't, it wasn't necessary in this case. Likewise, if you continue in the next Mishnah, Ha'ovi kochomi shenotachai horlo, a koi plant, right? Nochri. So if it's between Reishis Hashem, should there be orla, right? Nochri?
Yeah, that's true.
Why? He's not going to bring the Reishis Hashem. He's only so dry.
He's planning it for you, isn't he?
No, he's planning it for himself. No, right? Sarakina, why that is the case? If it's in Mazik, then what? For goy plants. Who cares for goy plants or Jew plants? And then the day.
It's Mazik.
It's Mazik, so it's understandable. If it's Ato al Razara, so Lachara, the goy is also for Razara, unless you say this because they wouldn't fight him. So these are some of the halachas that come up. And Azel Rabin, right? Chayim, you depose it, what's the focus? Azel Rabin. You're not fighting for yourself, you're fighting for the Rav. So if it's mazik, again, it's more understandable. They say you're chayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Maybe the chokas of the Tanakhama is what the reason is. We didn't mazik, l'chora, you should be chayiv. We didn't, Rishis Hashem. This is just the Rav. It's not, nobody's going to actually take it, maybe not. Okay. So we saw here, Bekitzer, was three reasons why we have an Isser of Orla. Is it a din in Rishis Hashem? Is it in Mazik? Is it sometimes Zerat HaVarazar, Ram HaVuchim? We discussed a couple of Nafkaminas to this question.